Then with a smile august as noonday heavens, the Godhead of the vision wonderful. How shall earth nature and man's nature rise to the celestial levels, yet earth abide? Heaven and earth towards each other gaze, across a gulf that few can cross, none touch, arriving through a vague ethereal mist, out of which all things form that move in space, the shore that all can see but never reach. Heaven's light visits sometimes the mind of earth. Its thoughts burn in her sky like lonely stars. In her heart there move celestial seekings, soft and beautiful, like fluttering wings of birds, visions of joy that she can never win, traverse the fading mirror of her dreams. Faint seeds of light and bliss bear sorrowful flowers. Faint harmonies caught from a half-heard song fall swooning mid the wandering voices jar. Foam from the tossing luminous seas where dwells the beautiful and far delight of gods, raptures unknown, a miracled happiness, thrill her and pass half-shaped to mind and sense. Above her little finite steps she feels, careless of knot or pause, worlds which weave out a strange perfection beyond law and rule, a universe of self-found felicity, an inexpressible rhythm of timeless beats, the many-movemented heartbeat of the One, magic of the boundless harmonies of self, order of the freedom of the infinite, the wonder plastics of the absolute. There is the all truth, and there the timeless bliss. But hers are fragments of a star-lost gleam. Hers are but careless visits of the gods. They are a light that fails, a word soon hushed, and nothing they mean can stay for long on earth. There are high glimpses, not the lasting sight. A few can climb to an unperishing sun, or live on the edges of the mystic moon, and channel to earth mind the wizard ray. The heroes and the demigods are few, to whom the close immortal voices speak, and to their acts the heavenly clan are near. Few are the silences in which truth is heard, unveiling the timeless utterance in her deeps. Few are the splendid moments of the seers. Heaven's call is rare, rarer the heart that heeds. The doors of light are sealed to common mind, and earth's needs nail to earth the human mass. Only in an uplifting hour of stress men answer to the touch of greater things. Or raised by some strong hand to breathe heaven air, they slide back to the mud from which they climbed. In the mud of which they are made, whose law they know, they joy in safe return to a friendly base. And though something in them weeps for glory lost and greatness murdered, they accept their fall. To be the common man they think the best. To live as others live is their delight. For most are built on nature's early plan and owe small debt to a superior plane. The human average is their level pitch, a thinking animal's material range. In the long, ever-mounting hierarchy, in the stark economy of cosmic life, each creature to its appointed task and place is bound by his nature's form, his spirit's force. If this were easily disturbed, it would break the settled balance of created things. The perpetual order of the universe would tremble, and a gap yawn in woven fate. If men were not, and all were brilliant gods, the mediating stair would then be lost, by which the spirit awake in matter winds, accepting the circuits of the middle way, by heavy toil and slow aeonic steps, reaching the bright, miraculous fringe of God into the glory of the Oversoul. My will, my call is there in men and things. But the inconscient lies at the world's grey back and draws to its breast of night and death and sleep. Imprisoned in its dark and dumb abyss, a little consciousness it lets escape, but jealous of the growing light, holds back, close to the obscure edges of its cave, as if a fond, ignorant mother kept her child tied to her apron strings of nescience. The inconscient could not read without man's mind the mystery of the world its sleep has made. Man is its key to unlock a conscious door. But still it holds him dangled in its grasp. It draws its giant circle round his thoughts. It shuts his heart to the supernal light. A high and dazzling limit shines above. A black and blinding border rules below. His mind is closed between two firmaments. He seeks through words and images the truth, and pouring on surfaces and brute outsides, or dipping cautious feet in shallow seas. Even his knowledge is an ignorance. He is barred out from his own inner depths. He cannot look on the face of the unknown. How shall he see with the omniscient's eyes? How shall he will with the omnipotent's force? Oh, too compassionate and eager dawn, leave to the circling eon's tardy pace and to the working of the inconscient will, leave to its imperfect light the earthly race. All shall be done by the long act of time. Although the race is bound by its own kind, the soul in man is greater than his fate. Above the wash and surge of time and space, disengaging from the cosmic commonalty by which all life is kin in grief and joy, delivered from the universal law, the sun-like single and transcendent spirit can blaze its way through the mind's barrier wall and burn alone in the eternal sky, inhabitant of a wide and endless calm. O flame, withdraw into thy luminous self, or else return to thy original might on a seer summit above thought and world. Partner of my unhoured eternity, be one with the infinity of my power. For thou art the world mother and the bride. Out of the fruitless yearning of earth's life, out of her feeble, unconvincing dream, recovering wings that cross infinity, pass back into the power from which thou camest. To that thou canst uplift thy formless flight. Thy heart can rise from its unsatisfied beats and feel the immortal and spiritual joy of a soul that never lost felicity. Lift up the fallen heart of love which flutters, cast down desire's abyss into the gulf. Forever rescued out of nature's shapes, discover what the aimless cycles want. There, intertwined with all thy life has meant, here vainly sought in a terrestrial form. Break into eternity thy mortal mould. Melt, lightning, into thy invisible flame. Clasp, ocean, deep into thyself thy wave. Happy forever in the embosoming surge. Grow one with the still passion of the depths. Then shalt thou know the lover and the loved, leaving the limits dividing him and thee. Receive him into boundless savitri, lose thyself into infinite satyavan. O miracle, where thou beganst, there cease. But Savitri answered to the radiant God, in vain thou temptest with solitary bliss two spirits saved out of a suffering world. My soul and his, indissolubly linked in the one task for which our lives were born, to raise the world to God in deathless light, to bring God down to the world on earth we came, to change the earthly life to life divine. I keep my will to save the world and man. Even the charm of thy alluring voice, O blissful Godhead, cannot seize and snare. I sacrifice not earth to happier worlds. Because there dwelt the Eternal's vast idea and his dynamic will in men and things, so only could the enormous scene begin. Whence came this profitless wilderness of stars, this mighty barren wheeling of the suns? Who made the soul of futile life in time? Planted a purpose and a hope in the heart, set nature to a huge and meaningless task, or planned her millioned eoned efforts waste? What force condemned to birth and death and tears these conscious creatures crawling on the globe? If earth can look up to the light of heaven and hear an answer to her lonely cry, not vain their meeting, nor heaven's touch a snare. If thou and I are true, the world is true. Although thou hide thyself behind thy works, to be is not a senseless paradox. Since God has made earth, earth must make in her God. What hides within her breast, she must reveal. I claim thee for the world that thou hast made. If man lives bound by his humanity, if he is tied forever to his pain, let a greater being then arise from man, the superhuman with the eternal mate, and the immortal shine through earthly forms. Else were creation vain, and this great world a nothing that in time's moment seems to be. But I have seen through the insentient mask. I have felt a secret spirit stir in things, carrying the body of the growing God. It looks through veiling forms at veilless truth. It pushes back the curtain of the gods. It climbs towards its own eternity.